Hello everyone, and thanks for tuning in. Today is a little different. I just want to share a little story that happened to me so that if something similar would happen to you, you would know not to gaslight yourself and that you're not crazy. And it's not because the rational mind cannot find an explanation that there is no explanation, right? So, I was driving back from the vets on Saturday afternoon, and it was really miraculous how my very old pet made it. Even the vet was like, wow, how did that happen? So very grateful for that. So I was driving back from the vets in the deep countryside, music on as always. If you know me, you know I have solo parties in my car, and the seatbelt signal went off, like blinking as if someone hadn't fastened their seatbelt, right? Like, but the thing is, I was alone and my seatbelt was on. So, normal people, like, you would have thought, oh, there is a problem with my car. Me? No. I was like, oh, there is a dead person's spirit in my car grabbing my attention because they want to cross over. Like, this is what I felt intuitively, like before, you know how you have this intuition, like intuitive insight, intuitive knowing or feeling. It just happens like a split second before your mind kicks in, right? That's how you know. So then my brain kicked in and I consciously decided to pretend that it was just my car being weird, even if I knew better. So, of course, after I finished thinking that in my head, oh, that's just my car, whatever, I'm driving, busy. Of course, the signal started again, blinking and blipping. So, it actually wouldn't stop. And I felt a very persistent energy. So, I said out loud, once again, I was alone in my car with my pet. I said, okay, let's do this. So I did what I had to do for the soul to cross over. And immediately the warning, like the blipping and blinking, stopped. I kid you not. Never went off again. Like I did the rest of the road, never blinked again. And I've taken my car, driven since, like nothing, like everything is working fine. So I know it wasn't my car being weird. So, you know, these things happen. These things are real. So if you feel that there is something unseen, trust your intuition, right? So after a while it hit me. I was like, oh, I wonder in the middle of nowhere, you know, what was like, who it might have been, right? And then it hit me that the whole course of the afternoon had been orchestrated in a way that I would happen to be at the vet at the same time as a little old lady. And it's a whole story. Like, the whole afternoon is a whole story, basically, because I was expecting a phone call that wouldn't come and should have come earlier, whatever. Like, you know, when things happen and then you look back and you're like, wow. Because everything was divinely orchestrated. And even the little lady had a really beautiful story. Anyway, so I walked into the vet's office. And there was this little lady who was with her son-in-law. And they were talking to the secretary. And the secretary knew why I was coming. So she just told me I could sit down. So I was just alone sitting down there. And then the little old lady who had made eye contact with me, I knew she was kind of wanting to talk. You know, you kind of feel these things. And she could have sat anywhere. Like, it was just me sitting there in the waiting room. But she chose to sit right next to me, which I thought that was really nice, you know, when people want to chat and they are polite. And, you know, like, you're just waiting there. Obviously, you have the love for animal in common because you're at the vet. So why not chat? I'm always happy to chat with people randomly and share what I call slice of life, you know, like just talk with a stranger, bond for a few minutes. That's beautiful. So she started talking to me and she was sharing her story with her previous dog because she had just adopted, rescued a dog from the shelter, which is why she was there. And she was saying that her husband passed away and their dog literally let herself die. She didn't want to eat because she was missing her, like the lady's husband, so much. It was a very old dog. So I was like, oh, that was, you know, the kind of story that really touches your heart, right? Anyway, so then it hit me that it was her husband's soul asking for help to cross over. And this is really, really like touching. This really touched my heart. So, like I said, I'm sharing this because if you are sensitive, if you feel energies, if you witness quote-unquote weird things, paranormal, although paranormal is kind of weird, but like metaphysical, like things beyond the physical, don't think you're crazy. Even if no one else believes you, it's okay. You believe you. Don't gaslight yourself. I've been there myself, you know, like trying to rationalize. And of course, even if I still use my brain, you know, like sometimes there are weird things, but I'm like, I don't deny it, like, or I don't go either way to the extreme. It's like, oh my God, I don't make it what it's not in a way or another, if what I'm trying to say is making sense. So if you're facing paranormal, like I said, or metaphysical phenomenon, just take notes. Write down everything, because one day it might make sense. Maybe it won't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make it less real. Okay? So if there is an event that you know, because sometimes it can be like, how to say, like, your mind can tend to kind of obsess. I know in the past, like at the beginning of my awakening of realizing that I had my six clairs activated. So clairs is like, six clairs are clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairolfaction. So clear seeing, clear hearing, clear smelling, clear gustance, which is the clear tasting, clear sentience, clear feeling. You just feel. And which one did I forget? Claircognizance, the clear knowing. You don't know how you know something, you just know. So at the beginning, you can try to overanalyze everything. Also, when you see numbers or you have intuition, you feel something is about to happen, it can make your mind like spin, you know, like your thoughts can race. My advice would be stay calm, observe, write it down, let it go. If it has to make sense, it will. If not, it's all good. It's all good. You don't consciously need to know everything, but what you consciously need to know will come to you at the moment it needs to come. So this was my little story that I wanted to share today. So that was a little different, like a little episode, a bit different from usual. I don't really talk about these things anymore. I used to talk more about these, but yeah. So if you would like to share or have an intuitive insight on something that has happened to you or you've witnessed and you would like to share it and have some intuitive insight, just drop me an email, morganrose.com/contact. And yeah, let's talk about it. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a great day and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.